Dad's Mr. Popular at the JCPenney Father's Day Sale. From tees and tech to fragrance and fitness, find cool gifts for every kind of dad. Surprise him with an iTouch Active smartwatch, now $29.99. Score major savings with doorbusters like St. John's Bay polos, just $7.99, and shorts, $16.99. Plus, shop extended store hours Friday and Saturday. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select styles through 6/19. Some exclusions apply. Doorbusters and smartwatch excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on the 17th day of Jude. June. It's not Juneteenth or whatever it is, it's the 17th day of June, the month of June, right?
Yes.
You hear that's little Lisa. She loves talking. Okay, now, and again, this is, we have approximately 1 hour and 43 minutes, 1 hour and 43 minutes left for Pledge Week, 1 hour and 43 minutes to raise what we need to stay on for another whole month, and to, with God's, by God's, a miracle from God, if we can get that. Without losing any stations, although we have three that are, and that's Tampa, Atlanta, and San Diego that are scheduled to go off on July 9th. But maybe with enough prayer and with enough support, and we can keep them on. But anyhow, with that, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We accept PayPal, credit cards, checks, and now crypto. So go to WRWL.org and select the blue donation button. And our radio ministry does not have any corporate sponsors. It's fully funded by generous Christian patriots like you folks out there listening to us. Help us save America and spread the word from coast to coast. Now, back joining that rascal Randy back in the boiler room tonight is we have the Ritzes. Yes, that's right. We've had the Ritzes, Ron and Barb, and they're waving at me. And then, of course, he's the Lord of the board. It's none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And here in the studio, fluttering and sputtering, waiting to say, hello.
Good evening, everyone.
Little Lisa, there you go. And now, way out yonder in Texas, with his 10-gallon hat and his cowboy boots, none other than Texas John McTernan.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and all our listeners.
All right, we have a whole lot to get through, John. This is going to be tonight, lightning rounds again. So what I'd like to do is finish up with the Bible study we had this week with three quick passages of Scripture. And so let's do that. First, I'm going to start with Psalm. Go to Psalm 69 and read me verse 28, Psalm 69 and verse 28.
Okay, Psalm 69. Well, I got to spell Psalm right for my electronic computer, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I know you do. It's already spelled out for me. All I have to do is turn the page in my good old Bible.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say.
You don't have it in your computer? Let me read it. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not written with the righteous. And so we're talking about the books of the Bible that the Bible speaks of. There's a number of them, but those that are very relevant. And we went through, John, the book of the law, and we took a look at the copy of the law and the and that the law was copy was placed in the ark and the foundation of Israel's religion. Then we took a look at the book of the wars, and then we took a look at the book of God's judgments. And then last night we did the book of records in Ezra. And here, this is the book of the living, the book of the living. David, remember what David said, Lord, bless, don't blot me out from the book of the living. And here, a lot of people don't understand. That means you're going to die. Now, everybody we know is going to get blotted out of the book of the living at some point, aren't they?
Well, physically, yes.
Yeah, right. It's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about that tonight because there's a whole lot of people out there don't realize that the time and a place that they die is not their call. That call is from God, isn't it?
He has the keys of death and hell, Pastor.
And so is he not... is he not the one that decides when you're going to go? It's God's call, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so...
Pastor Ernie, if he controls the universe and all of the ins and outs of it, and he's in control of the creation here on Earth, surely he controls our destiny.
Okay, so now... there are these people out there today that they believe that they can, once they die, they can get frozen and be brought back to life and thought out at some point in the future and be brought back to life. There's others that believe that, well, you can take what it is, your mental capacity, the information that you have, your personality and that, and place it into electronic robot type things. And that way you can continue to live. But whether you're frozen with cryogenics, when they get defrosted, that they're going to be defrosted in a burning lake of fire, right?
Well, Pastor Ernie, once a person dies, we're body, soul, and spirit, and the soul and spirit depart. And they're not coming back. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So no matter what they do, that person's not coming back into that body.
Yeah, but what if the majority of the people in the polls disagree with that?
Doesn't matter.
So you mean to tell me if all these people, especially these young people, have their own ideas and their own opinions... I mean, doesn't God have to respect their opinions?
No, God's immutable, Pastor Ernie, and what he decrees and does doesn't change. He's immutable. It doesn't depend upon us agreeing with him.
So all of this rioting and these marches and these screeching, yelling women out there and all of this because they don't like the way God does things, that's not going to change God's mind, right?
No. Like I said, he's immutable.
So that means that he's unchanging, right? All righty. Let's go over to Revelation 20, and let's read verse 11 through 15. Does your electronic Bible have Revelation 20 in it,
Yes, it does. I'm right there right now.
Now read verses 11 through 15.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead, which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Well, let me ask you this. Whose names are going to be written in the book of life?
Believers in Jesus Christ. Because it's called, in another place, it's called the Lamb's Book of Life.
Uh-huh. And so, whose word do we have on that?
Well, God's word in the Bible.
Does it get any surer than that?
No, Pastor Ernie. You know, it's called the Lamb's Book of Life, and those that follow God's plan for salvation, their name is written in the book for eternity.
All right. I want to take you to one last book here, John. And this is one of my favorites in all of Scripture. And it's the Book of Remembrance, the Book of Remembrance. And it's in Malachi chapter 3. Mm-hmm. And it starts in verse 16 through verse 18. Does your electronic Bible have the book of Malachi in it?
Yes, it does. Look, my electronic Bible has Psalms in it. And I had a mental block today on putting the first three letters of Psalms. That's how I find it.
Oh.
That's why I couldn't get in it. So, all right, Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened. I like that. He hearkened. It doesn't get any better than that in the King James. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
So when he's referring to, what's he talking about, this jewel stuff? He's referring to something specific.
Well, I see it as we are his jewels.
You're right. So we're considered to be his jewels. And so, what do jewels have? There's something that they have. It's value. So,
well, they're very beautiful. The luster, they're very beautiful, and they don't break, Pastor Ernie. You know, diamonds don't break, so they'll like last forever and very beautiful. Pure, there's purity in them also.
Gee, John, you know, because I know I considered myself one of God's jewels, but you and I aren't pretty at all. And
wow. Pastor Ernie, I got a big secret I'm going to tell you.
All right.
My mother thought I was very good looking. How's that?
Mothers love their sons a lot.
Now, Pastor Ernie, I want to add something to Malachi 3:16.
All righty.
When you go to verse 15, you could go beyond that too, but especially verse 15, it really speaks to today. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, them that work wicked are set up. That means they're exalted. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. So it has to do with it exactly with today.
Exactly.
Look what Pride goes before. Today, this month is Gay Pride Month, right? I'm just saying what they call it, not what it's called. They call it Gay Pride Month.
Right.
Yay, we call the happy, the proud happy, you know, like bless. They that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. So then it says, then that they feared the Lord spake often one to another. That's us. So there's the contrast. The contrast is this incredible wickedness, but then God contrasts it against us. I like that. That's really, I always try and bring that in when I'm talking about Malachi 3:16. I always like to go back to 15 to show the contrast.
Well, you know, if we go back even farther than that, but before we get there, I just want to say, folks, not one call has come in. So far, we have been on the air here. Not one call is coming in the last 15 minutes. Not one call. And if calls don't come in, then we won't be here. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you, or you won't be hearing from us. And believe me, we're not doing this for the money, folks. We're doing it for the cause. Is there not a cause? And that cause is Christ, freedom, and liberty. And now, John, if we go back in Malachi, it's an interesting thing because he's talking to the people, and he was talking to the priests earlier there, and the people who would not support the priests and were robbing God. But here, when he says, so your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord, yet you say, well, what have we spoken so much against thee? You have said it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it if we have kept his ordinance and walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, and they work wickedness. Well, you see here, they were telling God, look, we get it, we get it. We know what you're saying. We're saying how, though, that blessed are the poor, okay, and the weak, but we get it, that you are blessing the wicked, because we see the wicked are rich, the wicked are prospering, and the poor are rich. And they're not. You're not blessing the poor. You're blessing the wicked, the rich, and they're making them rich. So we get it, God. You know, we're hip. We're woke. You know, you're saying one thing but doing another. Is that a smart thing to say to God?
That's arrogance. And it's we have to be humble before Him, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid to say to God, isn't it? Is God? God's not mocked, is He?
No, he's not, Pastor Ernie. And God is very, very merciful. He's very long-suffering. But there's a point at when he has to move because of his holiness and his righteousness, Pastor Ernie.
All right.
And it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked.
So in this passage that we read tonight, though, 16 through 18, God has said he's going to remember those that were faithful to him and love him and honor him. And he will also remember those on the left that mocked him and flaunted their sin by embracing abortion and sodomy and pedophilia, lying and stealing and whoredom. And now the pedophiles have a new name that starts with age something. It's a new name that they have for pedophilia. They want to change that to try to lessen, if they can, the severity of it, the language of illusion. And so here, John, let me ask you something. There's a name used for people that have gone bloodthirsty. Like, for example, in California, the House, they voted to kill babies. They want to be able to kill babies to at least 7 days after they're born, and even longer if they can. They want to kill little innocent, God's little innocent children. They want to transgress God's dominion and shed innocent blood. Now, people that have lost, that have gone that way. There's a word in the Bible that God uses for those people. What is that? It starts with an R.
You mean killing the babies?
Yeah, those that are killing the babies, those that are out marching in the streets, those that are out there promoting pedophilia, those that are out there promoting Sodomite Pride Month. God has given them over to a what kind of mind?
Oh, reprobate mind.
Exactly. Do they realize this? That people say, well,
No. They have no idea, Pastor.
Okay.
A reprobate mind in scriptures mean it's void of anything of God, and it's God actually says it's worthless. And that's the definition of it, worthless, empty, void. So they are there's absolutely nothing in their mind related to God. It's been stripped out.
Absolutely. And so here, I want you to go over to Leviticus 18, read verse 22.
Okay.
Nancy in Texas pledges 50. Steve in Michigan pledges 200. And Anonymous in Akron pledges 35. 888-281. Folks, this right now, I have approximately 1 hour and, let me see, 23 minutes. 1 hour and 23 minutes left. And we are way, way, way short of our goals. We're approximately $5,700 short of our goal right now. $5,700. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, John, and read that.
Verse 2 or 25, did you say?
Okay. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22.
Yeah, verse 22 says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination."
Okay, what's an abomination?
Abomination, the best way to explain it would be like revolting to God.
Well, it's an abomination. There's an old Hebrew definition of abomination, and that is the stench. That's a different word. That was sodomite. The word sodomite was the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. And that is an abominable thing, huh?
Right. So an abomination is disgusting. It's, disgusting would be the word, an abomination.
All right. You know, one of those definitions actually for reprobate is depraved. That means a depraved mind. So let me take you over to Romans 1. Now, are we the only people that know this? No, we're not, because recently I've heard several pastors thank the good Lord preaching on the sin of sodomy for this month on this radio program. Very few out there today will preach on it because they're afraid of the sodomites. They're afraid of the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, okay, that what they call the LGBT. Now, but all the networks, including Fox News, are celebrating sodomy. They're all celebrating sodomy, they celebrate pedophilia now too. And so here, he says this: "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." So here, when he talks about the creature there, he's referring to us, the creatures. We're the creation, right? And so here, let me ask you this. So when you're preaching against this horrible, horrible sin, And the prissy preachers won't preach, and the apostate preachers won't preach against it. And those people in the news media and the prissy preachers will say, where's the love? Where is your love? So, John, tell me, where's the love?
Well, Pastor Ernie, the Bible says to speak the truth in love. And the truth is that God is immutable and he is holy. And anything really out of sexual relations in a marriage is sin to God. So it's not that homosexuality is just by itself. There's other sins that are involved, adultery and fornication and pornography and all of that. But homosexuality, when we look at it in the context there where you read it, there's a chain in starting in verse 21 from turning from God. And then here they turned from God. They knew God. They turned and they started to worship the creation and the creatures as it is rather than God. And then it is a degeneration down into homosexuality and a reprobate mind. God gives them over to a reprobate mind. So we're living now in society where this process is in play, and all of this support of all homosexuality and everything that goes with it shows, Pastor Ernie, that we are corporately, not individually, but corporately, have become reprobate before God.
And so what has happened, but before we go any further, I want to say this. Bob and Marie, I think I know those two. They pledged 200. Bill in New Jersey pledges 100. Jesse in Minnesota pledges 250. The Fire in Brunswick, and that's none other than Coach Dwayne, pledges 100. And now you see, we're going to a break, but you know what? Craig doesn't know the song is the Burning Lake of Fire. And so he's not ready with that. But we're going there anywhere.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from that sting. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire.
All right, so John McTurner, tell me, is it showing love to the sodomites by not offending them, by telling them that what they're doing is going to take them to that lake of fire, just letting them find out later on for themselves. Is that showing love?
Yes. It's how it's presented. The Bible says, speak the truth in love. So when we tell them, it'd be like talking to a drunk, a drug addict, someone addicted on pornography. It's all sin. And you cannot take that sin into a heaven. It cannot. So anybody that tells you different is false compared to the Word of God, Pastor Ernie.
I mean,
it's not a special sin. There's you cannot practice sin. In fact, I'm going to take you to a scripture to show you this. It would be 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Pastor Ernie. Let me turn to that. And it talks about, it lists sin, and we'll go to verse 9. Know ye not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven? Be not deceived. So I'm only repeating what the Bible says. John McTernan is not declaring this. The Bible says it. Know ye not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abuser of themselves of mankind, there's homosexuality, neither thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, and ye are justified, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. So, I mean, it's not picking out homosexuality by itself, because it says fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, abusers of themselves with mankind. That's the description of homosexuality. Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So those that say it's not a sin and God understands and that, they'll be in heaven, let's say, what does the word say? They won't be. And that's all. I'm not just picking one scripture. We can go to many scriptures about this.
Well, why is it that we understand that? You and I, we understand this. But a lot of the young people out there, they're clueless to this today. I mean, they somehow think that if they don't acknowledge God's word, if they don't acknowledge the authority and the inerrancy of God's word, then it can't affect them. It has no effect over them, right? But let me take you, here's the reason why we understand this, and this is one of the most important passages in all of Scripture. But God hath revealed unto them by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet himself is judged of no man. Or who hath known the mind of the Lord, that ye may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So is that why we understand this and they don't?
That's got to be it, Pastor Ernie. I don't know why something very clear in the... Well, there's unbelief there. They just don't believe God's word. There's a lack of fear of the Lord there. They think that they can twist what the Bible says and there'll be no repercussions for it. So, as we grow in the word, we develop the mind of Christ. Right? Right, Pastor Ernie?
Absolutely, yeah. And so then, here, if we... if we say, well, then why is it? Why is it we can see that? And why is it they can't? Now, does God's word gives us the answer to that over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says this, verse 3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So their eyes have been blinded by the God of this world, haven't they?
Exactly. But it's been blinded, Pastor Ernie, because of sin. It's sin.
And so the wages of sin is what?
Death.
What is death?
Death is spiritual separation from God for eternity.
Not a good thing, is it?
No.
Okay,
no,
let me...
And that you sang the song about the lake of fire. Pastor Ernie, I want to share two scriptures that are very relevant to this.
Okay.
And, Jude 1:7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example. Let me say it again. Are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So what happened in Genesis 19, God is saying if nations go down that road, they're going to get the same thing. Then we go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those after should live ungodly.
So let me go back, John. Let's go back to what he was talking about, this sin of sodomy, which is an abominable thing. This very thing that all of the woke corporations, that NBC, ABC, CBS, that the Baseball National Baseball League, National and Basketball League, all of these corporate sponsors out there, Taco Bell, that they're all celebrating. This is what they're, what let's take a look at what God has called, because you see, somehow they think that God's going to just have to be conformed, right? I mean, there's a mindset. Are they in for an extremely, extremely rude awakening?
Pastor Ernie, this is frightening. Seriously, this is frightening to look at the road America is on in the light of God's word.
I'm going to read this, John, and then what I want you to do is let's talk about what happened at the start. What's happened in our country since June 1st? The things that, and let's see if maybe God's trying to send us a message, okay? Here, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled, and by the way, here, what he's referring to there in that passage, when it says convenient, means proper or honorable, okay? And so here, he said, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding and covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Now here you go. Here's the key verse. Who knowing the judgment of God, that which they commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Boy, I'm going to tell you. Well, let's take a look. What happened, John? Before we go there, I want to say, let me see, where did I leave off? Okay. Maggie in Philly pledges 100. Debbie in Wisconsin pledges 100, and Randy in San Diego pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, where's my crowd noise? I don't have my crowd noise. Okay, where's the crowd? I got my right. Where's our fans out there? I'm making him work. He's got to go over to the board. Where's the crowd noise? There you go. Is that the best you can do? I mean, gee, John, you and I can do better than that. All right. Okay. All righty. Hey, folks, phone lines are not ringing right now. They got to ring 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Now, what you're getting tonight is a rarity. Not many preachers are preaching against that horrible sin of sodomy, but we are tonight. Now, let's go back. When did the things in this country, the stock market, out west we had fires, but we've always had fires. But if we go back to the first of this month, we see these things all increase, starting with June 1st. We see the stock market taking a deep dive. We've seen we've got 35,000 dead cattle that have died because of the heat. We're seeing, do you think God is showing us, you think this is hot here now? The heat wave, you think it's hot here? Wait till you get to hell. You think God is showing them a little something there?
Well, Pastor Ernie, let me just go over what I posted on my blog briefly in June, because the president, well, the one that's in the Oval Office.
The usurper.
Yeah, he declared June, as he says it, Gay Pride Month. And then Pastor Ernie, he's done incredible things since then. And this here has ignited this element in America. So let me just read a couple things that are on my blog right now. Women's Bureau of Department of Labor to host webinar on the power of trans inclusion in the workforce. We queer ethics professor calls for pedophilia to be destigmatized and taught in schools. U.S. Mennonites vote to approve same-sex marriage. United Methodists split over the LGBT issues. Miami Herald, the newspaper editorial board, defends drag queens shows for kids. Joe Biden said, let's see. Father James Martin, Pride Month shows us whom Jesus calls us to love. You know, and that is inclusive. That's what he means. Biden announces sweeping executive order to advance radical LGBTQI plus agenda in schools. New executive order bans conversion therapy, which now includes suggesting that a child should not undergo medical transition. So he's all out. This is all out, Pastor Ernie, this month by the federal government. Sick LGBT Pride in the Park event targeting children with a feature of Satanists performing unbaptisms on kids. I'm just going to go a couple more. Drag queen child grooming books rewrite classic children's songs with woke lyrics. Let's see. And it goes on and on, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, here's one right here for you. Again, a sick Pride in the Park, lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer event aimed at children seeks to, again, perform the unbaptisms in the deep, and they're planning on doing it in the deep red states. Now, with each passing day, the left destroys more and more of our culture, while Americans are too afraid to risk their own comfort, simply turn their heads and look the other way. By the way, this is an article by J.D. Hayes. To do so, the radical left has turned the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer movement, essentially for creating it out of whole cloth, just as a few years ago, because most people are too afraid of being called a bigot or to resist. That's because most people are lost. Most people don't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. They might go to church. They might sit in a pew, but they're not going to heaven, okay? And you know why? Because the Lord, when he talks about those that are lukewarm, and that's what they are, they're lukewarm. Now, and yet these creeps and weirdos are not limiting their culture debasements to adults. They're targeting our children. I mean, if we don't fight back, by the time the current generation of kids become adults, our culture and traditions will have been destroyed forever. Case in point, Sickos organized a Pride in the Park event featuring drag queens and other aberrant behaviors to perform unbaptisms on children. But that wasn't in Deep Blue, California. No, this took place in Deep Red, Idaho, according to a report by Evan Volve. The event was scheduled for Saturday in the city of Coeur d'Alene and was falsely described as a family-friendly celebration by the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer diversities. And there's nothing family or friendly about this kind of behavior. I'll just stop right there. So, and they've teamed up with, let me see here, the Satanic Temple. So the LGBT and the Satans, the other Satanists have teamed up together. And so do the LGBTQ understand that they are Satanists? I mean, the Lord Jesus in John chapter 8 made it pretty clear that Satan is their father. And so they're the children of Satan. So do they understand that, do you think?
Some do, Pastor Ernie, some don't, you know, but they are at the root, at the very root. Yes, that's what they are.
All righty. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We have, the last time I looked right now, we were approximately about 47. Okay, so... Well, there you go. That's about, we need a little more than 4,700. We need to make our goal for tonight, 4,700 short. So keep the phone calls coming in, folks. All right.
Pastor Ernie, there's a couple scriptures I want to share about Leviticus and then answer the question you gave me a few minutes ago. When we go back to Leviticus, we go back to Leviticus chapter 18, and we'll start at verse 20. It says, "Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her." Well, that's adultery. And in fact, there's more to it, but I can't read the whole chapter. So I'm just picking out starting at 19. Then it says, thou shalt not let thy seed, children, pass through the fire to Moloch. Moloch was a pagan god of blessings. And if you wanted to be blessed greatly, you would sacrifice your children, they'd be burned to death to Moloch. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God, for I am the Lord. So sacrificing the children, that was bringing profanity to the name of the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind, with womankind, it is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. So these things are all mentioned, Pastor Ernie. It's not picking out one particular sin. These are mentioned. Then it says in verse 24, defile not yourselves with any of these things. For in all these things the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. What's very important about this, Pastor Ernie, what we're reading is history in the law of Moses. This is geared towards pagan nations, not towards the children of Israel. So the pagans were not under the law of Moses. This is before, they're doing this before the law. Do you understand what I'm saying, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah. Right, right. So this is before the law. These people were operating. God had his code of ethics was known before the law. It just wasn't made up by Moses at that time. It was codified by Moses, but that was in existence before God gave his law. And this is what it says. the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you, verse 25. And the land is defiled. Notice, the land is defiled. The sin committed in that land defiles it. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomits out her inhabitants. Now, with that being linked to this, all these sins, what's going on in the United States, Pastor Ernie? The worst drought, literally, in history is taking place. It hasn't started this year. It started actually a couple years ago. It's accelerating. The water at Lake Mead is below the level of producing energy now. There's Lake Powell's doing the same thing. The rivers are all drying up. There's no rain. The crops are all dying. And we're not talking about a little area. We're talking about a third of the country now. It's all dying, Pastor Ernie. The land shall vomit out its inhabitants. That's exactly where we're headed now. How's California going to survive with no water, Pastor Ernie? There'll be no electricity. There's not enough water, like in the Hoover Dam now, to fully produce the electricity that's needed, and the other dams that produce electricity. The crops aren't going to grow. They're going to be subject to tremendous forest fires, bigger than already has been happening. So that's happening in June, right now, as we talk. That's the headline. Now, headline after headline that I've been posting in my blog, here's one. We're teetering on the edge. Food shortage worries mount as PA farmers crushed by record diesel prices. They can't farm anymore, Pastor Ernie, all throughout the country for many reasons, and one of them is it's so expensive now to farm, they can't get the return on their product. So they're going to be losing money, and they can't do that. And then we've got drought destroying huge sections and fires destroying huge sections of our cropland. And on top of that, we've got runaway inflation hitting this month. The stock market's crashing. It's coming down. I mean, I'm reading all the time, really responsible and really good analysts in the stock market sending out red flashing lights, Pastor Ernie. Danger in the stock market. Danger, danger. Housing market, danger, danger. It's like we are collapsing in June. Everything's coming to a head, and this is Gay Pride Month.
Yeah, I know it. I mean, you're right. It's just, well, God's speaking to us. Some of us can hear him, huh?
Well, is this all a coincidence, or what does God's word say?
Well, what you just read it right there. I remember when here...
The land is defiled. It says the land is defiled.
It is. It's absolutely defiled.
And God's word says in verse 28 that the land spew not you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. So God told the children of Israel, if you do what the pagans did, and it listed those sins, if you do that, the land will spew you out also. And what happened to them, Pastor Ernie? They did it.
Yep.
And God sent the Babylonians, and they were taken off the land. They were all killed, or they were taken off the land into captivity. They were spewed off the land. And here we're down the exact road. Pastor Ernie, can you list any culture in history that legalized homosexual marriage? Homosexual marriage. Can you name one?
No, I can't. But hang on, we got to pick this up. But we're coming up to a hard break. But no, I can't name one. But we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Let those phones ring. Let the phones ring during the break, folks. We'll be right back. Don't go.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio,
4465. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.